In and out. Roxy Music. Oh yeah. On the radio, in brackets. And they are Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, extract from that, without all the speaking from Richard Burton going, nobody would have known, etc. The eve of the war there. This is London Music Radio, here through till 12 midday, when things get a bit jazzy and funk up, as it were. My name is Christopher England, sitting here just playing a selection of records and things for your listening enjoyment this morning. A bit later on, we're being joined by Monica, who is going to do the first ever radio striptease. Yes, indeed. But right now, Miss Elke Brooks is going to sing us a song. I've always liked Elke Brooks, and if she played her cards right, she could get a date with me. No kidding, mate. I just can't go on? Well, nowhere in the charts is that. Been hanging around outside the charts for the last 2.5 months or something. Lovely song. Why doesn't anyone go out and buy it? Why doesn't anyone go out and buy me an Egg McMuffin? A song written by Paul Weller, X the Jam, now the Style Council, sung by Tracy Young. This is Dr. Love. Half nine is the time. Well, almost half nine. What sort of 35 seconds amongst friends, eh? Now, you can hear that lady doing backing vocals on Speak Like a Child, although they actually only call it Speak Like a Child. I'm sure it goes Speak Like a Child by the Style Council, which is number 4. Also, she's in the charts at the moment with her own record, The House That Jack Built, number 38 in the charts. And there you are, Dr. Love, sung by the dreaded Tracy. Obviously knocking around with Paul Weller, say no more. London Music Radio continues now with a bit of an oldie from Debbie Harry.
Francois and Bob, La Chaine au Duc, and you don't stop. Sure shot, go out to the parking lot, and you get in your car and drive real far, and you drive all night, and then you see a light, and it comes right down and lands on the ground, and out comes a man from Mars, and you try to run, but he's got a gun, and he shoots you dead, and he eats your head, and then you're in the man from Mars. You go out at night, eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru, and you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then, when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet. Face to face, dance cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, dance toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, he's gonna eat them all. Rapture, be pure, take a tour, through the sword, don't strain your brain, pain to train, you'll be singing in the rain. Say, don't stop, do punk rock.
Oldest swinger in town. Trying to get me Wranglers off now. Man, you feel... right now. Got me Wranglers off. I'm standing here, you know, in my underpants, and I am ready to perform. Music, please. I shall now do my own impersonation of Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg.
Chaleur est son corps, la corde est de moi. Oh.
Where's Monica? Eh? Eh? Where's Monica? Hey! Aha! There she is. Right, now, you've walked into here, yeah, having been hailed from the midships part of the ship.
Yes.
And are you embarrassed by the fact that I'm standing here with no clothes on?
I hadn't even noticed. No, I'm not embarrassed.
Well, I must admit I'm hiding the important parts of my body with an old teddy bear that I found up here. A lot of noise coming from downstairs.
There is, isn't there?
Now,
yeah.
What did you think of that vicious pink phenomena and yawn yawn shatim?
I actually prefer the original version. Well, or Judge Dredd's version.
No, I've actually called you up here to take your clothes off.
Oh, I see.
Would you please take your clothes off?
Well, have you got the 3 hours?
Yeah, three hours?
3 hours.
3 hours?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll take about that long to take them all off.
Well, what are you wearing?
well, see, because of my size,
mm-hmm,
I have to wear things like corsets, support tights, what you call them, lace-up things.
Bodices.
Yeah, corsets, you know, that
Liberty
you lace
bodice.
Up, that I have to hold on to the bottom of the bed, and
I had a,
people sort of pull on it.
I had a green Liberty bodice once.
Did you?
Mm.
What did you do with it?
Well, it broke, so I couldn't wear it anymore.
Oh.
So, anyway, would you like to prepare taking your clothes off?
What amount of, you know, how many albums are you going to play whilst I do all this?
Well, quite a few.
I was going to say, you'll need them. See, I'm unpegging the tent that I wrap around me, because it's anything that fits. That takes the longest.
Well, see, well, you can, what we must almost get, it, or, what we must also get is everybody else here at London Music Radio to take off their clothes.
Why?
Well,
somebody getting excited about that?
What do you say? Because
I think he's already started.
Because,
yeah.
In fact, if you get embarrassed, you can find there's a whole stock of teddy bears belonging to Chris Miles up here, and you can hide your bits.
You can hide your love.
No, you can hide your bits.
Yeah.
With teddy bears. So we'll get Steve Davis in a moment, and he'll take all his clothes off as well.
Yeah.
And we'll in fact get ready to do the LMR first, which will be, well, believe it or not, our own version of Je T'aime Moi Non Plus. To the charts we go, F.R. David to sing.
Words don't come easy to me. How can I find a way to make you see? I love you. Words don't come easy. Sick man.
Back to 1981 for Debbie Harry and Blondie and Rapture, then Vicious Pink Phenomena and Je T'aime One en Bleu, F.R. David and Words, he's in the charts at the moment, hovering about, waiting to have a hit with that one, comes straight in at number 39 this week. And then Ou To Be Ah, which is the new one from Kangaroo Poo at number 20. Right, well, we've got everyone here in the studio, and they've all successfully taken off their clothes. And can we have someone up front?
Hello.
Would you? Why are you hiding behind that duck?
The duck?
Yeah. Why are you holding that duck there?
It's not a duck,
isn't it?
No.
Well, why have you painted it yellow?
Disguise it.
Oh, well, it's pretty good disguise. Well, I'm holding this teddy bear here. Monica is down to her 15th layer of clothing. And Steve Davis, I can't quite see, what's Steve Davis doing? Oh, he's got a battleship in his hand. Yeah. Would you like to describe this battleship?
It's quite a large one.
It is a large one, isn't it?
What's the point of this, Chris?
Well, the point is that when we've all successfully got our clothes off, we're going to do our own version of Je T'aime One en Bleu. You see?
Getting cold.
Yeah, I know you're getting cold, but we can turn the central heating up. Well, in your particular case, we'll switch a lighter on. Yes, so in fact we'll have a couple more records, by which time Monica should have got down to her last thing of clothing, and after that we will be able to do Je T'aime One en Bleu. Right? Right, mate? Right. Right, good. Now, it's confused the punters who boogie around at disco's time, because this is the one that was number one from Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, down to number 11 this week, and then I shall play the brand new single, which is non-disco-y. Ah, you should see them. They all get very confused down the pub when I play it. They don't know whether to dance or cry.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who would dance on the floor in the round. She said, I am the one who would dance on the floor. Told me her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. Then heavy head
That's a new single from Rainbow. Oh, sorry. Oh, what a giveaway. That's Passion by Rod Stewart. No. It's actually called Beat It. And that's, of course, Michael Jackson. Right, well, we've all removed our clothes here at London Music Radio. There's Christopher England, which is me. I'm standing here holding a small brown... Well, when I say small, I mean it's quite large, really. Quite a large, huge brown teddy bear in front of my accoutrements. And Chris Miles has a large yellow duck with a red beak, and so that no one can see anything. And Steve Davis in the background there has a battleship in the way. Now, Monica, down to her last layer of clothes. Here, you can rip that tapestry off the wall, and you can hide behind that. But what we've got to do now, we've got to cuddle all round the microphone. So if someone could tell Chris Miles to stop playing with his yellow plastic duck and come over here, we'll all cuddle around the microphone, and we'll do an LMR version of Je t'aime moi non plus. Hang on a minute, he's lying down on the floor with his duck in his hand. Come on. Wakey, wakey!
Chris?
No, go! Whoops. I thought only callers said rude words like that. Anyway, well, get the rest of us here, whilst he's lying down there on the ground. And, which part do you want to play? Do you want to play the man?
I'll play the drums.
No, you can't play the drums. You've either got to be the person that goes, like that, or the person who goes, oh, je t'aime.
I think I go, oh, mon amour.
Right, so Steve's going to go, ooh, je t'aime.
Sorry? How have I got to go?
Ooh, je t'aime.
I can't go on with this.
Come on.
Okay.
Right. No, I'll bring
in... What are
you going to do? Me? I'm going to make grunting noises.
Fair enough. Your usual.
I think... Chris Miles is well away with his plastic duck, isn't he? Right, I shall make the grunting noises. If you just join in with the thing, right?
Right.
There. Oh, there's a bit. It says je t'aime.
What's
that
you're doing?
Come on. You je t'aime.
Oh,
Monica. Monica of Moore. I don't know these bits.
No, me neither. Je t'aime.
Go on.
Je t'aime.
Come on.
Oh, mon amour. Je t'aime.
Well, I think this is boring and futile and totally useless. Well, you can all put your clothes back on again, and if someone will stop Chris Miles playing with his yellow plastic duck with the red beak, then we'll have some sense out of him. He seems to have collapsed on the floor in a sort of comatose position. And if you touch him and poke him, he spouts rude words out. Enough said. London Music Radio, broadcasting through till midday today on 94.4 MHz on the FM dial with, an oldie from Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Well, they've all successfully put their clothes back on here at London Music Radio, and we had an entertaining version, I think, there of Je t'aime one emploi, accompanied by Vicious Pink as well. Hello, stand to attention, young men.
That's one of my most favourite records of the moment, Kissing the Pink and The Last Film. Really love the drums, you know? It's a really good record and it should go high in the charts.
Man.
Yes. So everybody rush out and buy it or else.
You like the drum bits at the beginning, do you?
Yeah. I like the whole thing, but I think it's a good, well put together record.
Hmm. It's actually 44, only crawled up from number 49 this week.
Not good enough. You all have to go out and buy it. Put it higher in the charts, please. Here's something that's been in and out of the charts for about the last 15 million years. I think. Give peace a chance.
Give peace a chance? Now it's give me love, give me peace on earth, Brian.
Close.
Yeah, close, Brian. I can't it's George
read.
Harrison, mate.
Give me love, give me love. On earth, give me light, give me life, keep me free from birth, give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load, trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul.
several hundred thousand years, mankind has been singing songs, and for quite a few of those years, he's been singing songs of love and peace. You'd think someone somewhere would start sort of getting indoctrinated and start giving us a bit of peace and tranquility and things. That's back to 1973, 10 years ago, and that was a small hit for George Harrison, striving out on his own. Give me love, give me peace on earth. Getting away from John, Paul and Ringo. Those guys who used to call themselves the Beatles. Whatever happened to those days? I don't know. London Music Radio is what you're listening to. We're here through till midday today because it's Easter, but normally we're on a Saturday night. I'll give you all the programme schedules after we've heard this one, which was from 3 years before that particular George Harrison record we just played. It's Hurricane Smith. Actually, he's the producer of Pink Floyd, deciding to go vocally with a lovely song on the same vein, Don't Let It Die, it's called.
A mountainside, a flower grows, a riverside and the water flows forever.
Smith and Don't Let It Die. Right, those schedules then. London Music Radio starts at 6 o'clock in the evening on Saturday evenings, and it runs through till midnight normally. Today we're going on a bit because, well, it's Easter and, you know, it's nice. And a chance for us to sort of just miss him.